This is Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. In the United States, breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related death among Latina women. And although other ethnic groups have higher incidences of breast cancer, Latinas are less likely to survive to 5 years after their diagnosis. To help understand why and what can be done about it, researchers at UC San Francisco turned their attention to breast cancer survivors in the San Joaquin Valley. The story begins in the unincorporated Tulare County community of Goshen. That's where Edelmira Ramos lives with Juan Ramos, her husband of almost 50 years. They first met in the 1970s in Mexico. He was American, she was Mexican, they spoke different languages, and they were teenagers. And yet, Juan had a feeling. At first, he says, it was a pretty physical feeling.
My eyesight just, you know, I like what I saw.
Would you call it love at first sight or not?
Yes,
quite?
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love at first sight. I should have said that.
After all this time, he still makes her laugh. They've raised 5 kids and weathered the changes that come with decades together. And so when Edelmira was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007, he says there was no question he'd stay by her side.
Men, a lot of times, when things happen like that, they take off. And if you really love someone, you're going to stay with them, whatever the outcome may be.
The tumor was stage 4 and fast growing, the size of a golf ball. Despite her husband's support, Edelmira was worried.
Para mí eso era que me iba a morir.
To me, it felt like death when I was told it was cancer.
Within a week of her diagnosis, she'd had a mastectomy, then began months of chemotherapy. But even after the cancer was wiped out, she struggled to heal emotionally.
Cuando perdí mi pecho, me sentía como un monstruo.
When she first lost her breast, she said, she felt like a monster.
Y eso era lo que no sabía cómo aceptarlo.
It is hard to accept. It's hard to accept.
Latina breast cancer survivors are more likely than other ethnicities to suffer from anxiety, stress, and depression, in addition to their lower survival rates. All these disparities made Edelmira a prime candidate for a scientific study called Nuevo Amanecer, or New Dawn. Led by UCSF in partnership with Cahuilla Delta Healthcare District in Visalia, the goal was to learn how to improve the emotional recovery of Spanish-speaking breast cancer survivors. The study offered them weekly one-on-one support from so-called compañeras, or companions.
Hola.
Hola.
Ramos's compañera was Josie Mejia, herself a breast cancer survivor in Visalia. You've been hearing her translating.
I was diagnosed in 2013, and, you know, like all women, we kind of know, we kind of have an idea, but we were in denial.
A support group helped Josie work through her denial. She says the dozen or so survivors there infused her with hope and encouragement. But it was in English. And although Edelmira Ramos had love and warmth from her family, she never found support groups of survivors in Spanish. And so even though Edelmira was years into recovery when Nuevo Amanecer began in 2016, she tells Josie that first conversation with her was like a revelation.
Yo no era la única que estaba pasando por eso.
She found out she wasn't the only one that had gone through something like that.
Over 10 weeks, they discussed cancer and the body, but also relaxation techniques, meditation, and tips for talking with family.
Es un programa que está muy bueno, que lo...
They're very helpful. I wish it had been available when I was going through my treatments.
That's a common feeling among Nuevo Amanecer participants and compañeras. Though the final results haven't been published, researchers shared preliminary data over the summer. Here's researcher Ana Nápoles, formerly of UCSF, now with the National Institutes of Health. She says the study followed 150 women from 3 rural areas in California.
The main measures were that anxiety went down and that their sense of control improved over the situation, and their stress levels also went down. And they also had a better understanding of what they needed to do to take care of themselves.
The study falls into the field of minority health and health disparities, which are so prominent, they're the focus of Nápoles' entire department at NIH. They study things like life expectancy, diabetes rates, and access to cancer screenings among Latinos, Asian and Pacific Islanders, African Americans, and poor whites.
And so those are all populations that deserve focused attention, because those are the ones that need interventions the most.
And one form of focused attention includes more clinical trials, enrolling more diverse participants.
If most of the scientific evidence is based upon middle-class white populations, who are the populations that tend to volunteer for clinical studies, then all the evidence is based on those populations. And there may be important social, economic, and biological factors that differ.
Edelmira Ramos has a wall of family photos in her living room. She points out her daughter and her niece, her 15 grandkids and two great-grandkids, and smiling photos of when she and Juan renewed their wedding vows in 2003. She survived cancer without Nuevo Amanecer, but Juan says the program changed her. She can talk about cancer more easily now. She's more optimistic, less afraid, and she and Josie are still friends.
You know, because everybody needs some kind of help, you know, just a word from somebody, and especially a word from someone that has been through it.
Now, Edelmira is trying to be that somebody. The restaurant where she works as a hostess is near Cahuilla Delta. When she sees a cancer patient come in, she says she talks to them and tells them they'll be okay. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.